Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show. Your
indictment update.
So in case you're going to be in Addison, Texas today or tomorrow, Sunday, I have two tonight, three tomorrow, and two Sunday. So it's very interesting. So it looks like, unless there's some last minute reprieve, the trial of the first former president in American history is happening. And even one of the main witnesses going to jail for state. This is second bid, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Second bid. Let the trial begin.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's what I say.
What I find interesting is when, you know, I hear a lot about states' rights, but the thing that's interesting about Arizona is they weren't even a state then. They weren't even a state. So I don't know how they had states' rights. But even, it shows you where we were at that time. Even people that didn't have a state had more rights than women and than black people. Like, Arizona wasn't a state and black people weren't free.
Yeah. I think a bigger indicator of where we are is the fact that we're right back here again.
Exactly. So 150 years later, I would say this, and I mean this in all seriousness. The 1800s white men are among the worst people in the history of the world. The worst people. Nobody had their capacity. Like those people invented the word and lasted longer than the pyramids. Like, look at the things you used to be able to do. Look at all the things that used to be happening. Look at all the things. And the problem with America is that it always had a funny relationship with the word freedom. Like, all men are created equal, but I still got slaves. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's because they didn't consider slaves to be people or men. So they didn't count under that.
So we yell freedom, but the people who yell it the loudest only want the freedom to give you guns and restrict everything you want to do. I want to be free. The same people that didn't want to wear masks and were angry about that are the very same people that want to tell a woman she has to carry a baby to term, regardless of what impact it has to her. Regardless, because here's the funny thing. Of course, in 1864, there would be no exception for rape. Rape was acceptable.
Well, not only
you could do whatever you wanted.
I was about to say, but encouraged.
Yeah. It was just a thing that happened. She can't tell me no. So how could it be rape? I own her. She's my property. Mm-hmm. Do you know when women or children would die at the turn of the century? You know who picked it up? The SPCA. You can look it up for you. That's how little regard they had for anything other than white men. And these are the men who are governing a 2024 woman. And you deserve it because you didn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
You believe you knew better.
You decided voting doesn't count, doesn't matter.
Arizona is the same state that wants to legalize shooting immigrants who trespass.
Texas, too.
So stop. I don't believe it'll stop there. You know what else they could do right now? If we're going to start adhering to laws from the 1800s, they could say slavery's coming back.
Of course.
And they all did it on the auspices of states' rights. That's what states wanted to do.
I mean, I feel like Clarence Thomas told us when they overturned Roe versus Wade. He said, out of his mouth, next we are, that's just the beginning. We should start, you know, reconsidering all of these other things. He sure did.
Women's rights, and his lips are so big, he got to blow through them before he could talk. So that's great. coming out the side, we got my day button of the week. Plus, it's Friday. You're not hitting happy hour of the club. So we're going to bring the party straight to you with the Hughley House Party. And we got Alebo, the streaming hack warrior, on the D.L. Hughley Show. Now it's time for the streaming movie review with Alebo, the streaming hack warrior.
Hamde salam ni nani, olam ni say. Ham. DL, my home brother.
What's that, Alebo?
It is the April, and the springtime is finally here. DL, did you get to go on the spring break for yourself? You know, I went to the Carnival Circus. I danced so much, my feet did not get the blisters, though, but my shoes did. I'm serious. When I left, the circus ran away to join me. It was also the April in Fools. You know, the April in Fools Day, amateur pranksters do it for the laughs. But for politicians, every day is the April in Fools. And the jokes just keep getting elected. I'm serious. I pranked my landlord, Mr. Ramirez, DL. I put saran wrap over his toilet. He keeps flushing, but he can't get rid of the spillover. Uh-oh. Today's movie has nothing to do with spring break, but you will need a vacation after you see it. The movie is Godzilla X Khan, starring Brian Tyree DeHenry. In this movie, two ancient titans, Godzilla and Kong, clash in an epic battle as humans unravel their intertwined origins and connection to Skull Island's mysteries. DL, here's a mystery I cannot solve. Why do they keep making Godzilla and Kong movies? This is like the fifth one. Why do they keep going to Skull Island? It's not like it's Wakanda, a hidden utopia. It is an island with monsters, people who don't speak, and no Wi-Fi. Wakanda forever. Skull Island? Yeah, maybe a weekend. I'm serious. This movie has the usual Kong Godzilla fighting and the usual collateral damage. Don't get me wrong. The special effects in the CG and the eye are very good. I give this movie 5 handbags. Make sure you go and see it. No, I'm not. I'm the sinner. No. I'm April and fooling you. You are a fool if you watch it. This movie is for people who like to smell the gas before they put it in the truck. I would rather watch a bunch of squirrels organize a nut heist than watch this movie. I would rather watch a turtle run a marathon than watch this film. I give it 1 handbag. And if you add this before yesterday, I will send you a bag of tomatoes to throw at the screen while you are watching this film. But to be honest with you, it is a waste of tomatoes. I'm serious. This is Elibo, your hacking warrior, with the Stream Hacking Movie Review. Hamne selam ni enane. Stay safe and healthy. Hamne.
Now it's time to take a peek in the Jasmine Diary.
Well,
don't be so disappointed,
every week
darling.
With this. It's so disrespectful.
Okay, let me ask you something.
I'm gonna get
people
you a
are
diary
used to
for
certain
Christmas.
Routines.
You
now, write your I don't own know how to write. Stuff. I don't know how to read. I don't know. That's pointless. The people are used to it. Now we live vicariously through your experiences. Mm-hmm. Now either you're gonna read them or we. It's gonna
My
happen.
Business. I'll read it.
Dear Diary. Never hook up someone you know with one of your girlfriends. Mm-mm. It ain't gonna turn out right. Not always. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In my case, it did not work. As a matter of fact, it was a complete disaster. Let me draw the scenario. So, I know this guy. Very nice guy. I've known him for a long time. He's divorced. Been divorced now for probably, I don't know, 10 years. And he had been hounding me about one of my girlfriends, telling me, you know, there are no good women out there and he's ready to settle down. And so I know a girl who's single and she was looking and she was kind of interested in him. So I make the connection. My girlfriend calls me last night and tells me she finds out this dude she's been dating been spreading it low and is spreading it wide. I'm like, what? Turns out he wasn't ready to get back in the saddle again. He just wanted another saddle and he liked the one that my girlfriend had. Will he ever learn? Will I ever learn? I'll tell you what I learned. I have never hooked up someone that I know with one of my girlfriends. And maybe somebody outside of the circle might catch that smoke. But never one of my girlfriends again. And you know what? To the fellas, if you ain't ready to settle down, just say that. If you're looking for a little say that too. Dang, now me, I've lost a friend. Oh, what is it?
All right, sucker. Coming up, some people will stay. Touch Shushy.
You jive turkey, sucker.
Jive turkey, sucker fool. All right, coming up, people get so upset with me that they never ever miss an opportunity.
DL Hughley.
Well, she jumped the gun early, but I do so often, so this is the DL Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.